Politicians in Nepal have again failed to elect a new prime minister. The country has been without a leader since Madhav Kumar Nepal stepped down more than a month ago. As time passes, there are fears that a prolonged power vacuum could weaken the state and lead to increased instability in a country recovering from a long civil conflict. Imra McCarthy has this report.
Nepal is a country of highly diverse and rich geography, culture, and religions. Locked high in the majestic Himalayas, most people associate it with expeditions, ancient traditions, and breathtaking scenery. But the reality on the ground is far from picturesque.
People are dying, lack of food, landslides, floods, but the ministers have no time for that. They only want to occupy the chair, and that is very, very painful. How long will this game go on?
Bishop Anthony Sharma is the apostolic vicar for Nepal. He says the current political vacuum is having devastating consequences on civil society.
In some places, distant western part of Nepal, people don't even have grass to eat. We have a number of our own displaced people who have been displaced by the war. They're still living in tents around. The population in Kathmandu is shooting up. Rural people migrating from villages of Nepal in the hope of, you know, getting some kind of job. Things are going from bad to worse. There's kidnapping going on. There's robbing going on. House breaking going on. There's no more control. Government seems not to be bothered by what is happening. People are being murdered left and right.
It is the fourth time the government has failed to elect a prime minister, although Maoist leader Pushpa Kamal Dahal or Prachanda won more votes than his rival from the Nepali Congress Party. It was still not enough to secure a majority. Bishop Sharma says that the former rebels, the Maoists, are the largest party in parliament, but civil society no longer believe their promise to dissolve their militant wing.
The government is not agreeing to their suggestions, you know, about letting them rule the country. The peace process must be carried on and the constitution must be written. And no one seems to be interested in these three things.
A fifth round of voting has now been set for August 18th. I'm Ema McCarthy.